campus.
And online.
Online.
This
is
URN.
So this is the news that contactless donation points are now being installed across Nottingham as a way of giving money to the homeless population. It's part of the Nottingham Street Aid Initiative, and it's going to be rolled out over this weekend, I believe, with the first points in the Victoria Centre and the Theatre Royal. And yeah, I hadn't heard of this before, but I think this is a really great initiative. The charity Shelter said there were roughly 1,600 people registered as homeless in Nottingham, and an outreach team identified over 700 different individuals sleeping rough on one night in 2022. So it's obviously an issue that's really prevalent in our city, as I think everyone will have probably picked up on during our time here. So yeah, what do you guys think?
I mean, I definitely think it's a good scheme. You know, it's you know, cash, I think, is a dying-ish medium. You know, the amount of people post-COVID that perhaps more regularly carry cash is definitely down. It's not going by any means, obviously, but, you know, if you're walking through the streets of Nottingham, I personally don't carry cash myself just because I find I'm used to now just card contactless everywhere, so being still able to, you know, have the ability to donate and, you know, being comfortable enough with the money going to Shelter. Obviously, it's not going necessarily directly to the individual, but in its entirety, but I still ultimately think it is a good thing. And perhaps, if anything, you know, there is the unfortunate stereotype of you know, not giving money to the homeless for fears it could be used for things that, you know, are not what it's intended for, which is a horrible stereotype.
It's something that is quite often a worry for people, I would say,
yeah.
Though.
So, yeah, like, it is.
On online forums and, like, Facebook for Beeston Local or Lenton or different little neighbourhoods within Nottingham, a lot of people are often concerned with, I want to help this person who's homeless, but I'm worried that they're going to use the money I give them for drugs or for alcohol and that sort of thing. And I think although it is a stereotype, it is something that is kind of lodged in a lot of people's minds.
And I think that because this is going to Shelter and it's contactless, you know, those people that perhaps are less willing to give directly are perhaps more comfortable, hopefully, to give contactless to the charities. I don't know, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great because, like you both are saying, there's a lot of sort of responsibility on the individual who's sort of giving the money to homeless people about maybe I should buy them food, maybe I shouldn't give them cash. And I think this sort of thing gets around it because, and I've seen this done at museums as well, like voluntary contactless points. It's quick, it's easy, and it gives the money to somewhere where people are like putting full-time efforts into actually getting around the problem. So I think this is probably a really great step for Nottingham, and I really hope we can see some results soon.
I think along with getting around the stereotype and, of course, going towards the donations going towards a service that is actually providing adequate or even excellent support to homeless people, I think it also kind of saves a lot of homeless people from just kind of receiving a lot of food from people that are well-meaning and well-intentioned with just going into shops, buying them food and drink. But you also kind of have the issues of you don't actually know if that homeless person's allergic to stuff. And although you're happy to go and help them, it is a bit kind of just assuming, oh, they should just accept whatever I give them. And it's quite dehumanizing in a way. So I think these contactless points are hopefully going to have a really positive effect.
I agree. I think it like you say, it gives them some more agency, I think, even though obviously the money isn't going directly to them, but it is going towards services that they can choose to use, they can choose to participate in, and, you know, services that are designed with the homeless population in mind, you know. And realistically, as your average bystander, however well-meaning you are, you're not going to know exactly the specific circumstances of people you see on the street, you know. And I think it can be really useful in that way. And also, I think that we did mention this earlier, but people not only do people not carry cash a lot anymore, but a lot of places just don't accept it. And I think this is, you know, a big problem. If even if you are donating to homeless people with cash, there's like, I think there are limited places that they can use it now. And obviously there's the issue with they can't have their own bank account. You know, there's the risk of theft. You know, if you're sleeping on the streets and you're carrying cash, you know, it's quite hard to keep that secure. So I think it just on a purely practical level, it has a lot of benefits.
I think that's a really great point, because especially what you're saying about the cash, because the thing with homeless shelters is it's not just about providing a place to sleep. A lot of these shelters also focus on trying to actually get these people back into a normal way of life.
Absolutely.
And maybe if they're suffering from some sort of addiction problem, they try to get them help for that.
Mm.
They try to not be judgmental, and that's something that your everyday person who's giving maybe a sandwich to a homeless person doesn't really have the knowledge to do. So I do think it's a good thing that we're encouraging these shelters to be able to do this better, and I'm glad the Nottingham City Council is on board with this.
I think it's really good as well the fact that the council has acknowledged it as an issue, especially when over winter you had the university reopening the on-campus shelters. A lot of shelters across country with the cost of living are becoming overwhelmed, and a lot of people are being thrown out onto the streets.
Mm.
So I think, especially for a city of this size, it's so important that they have already implemented something to tackle or at least aid in providing support the issue of homelessness.
I wonder if any of you think that maybe the council should also be looking at doing something more, maybe. I mean, the university obviously has been trying to do things, and charities are doing things, and it's great the council's taking a role in this, but I also think it would be great to see some more sort of robust things that are gonna apply to a lot more people. I mean, this is great, but it is sort of, again, putting the issue into the hands of people who are donating rather than the city as a whole, so that might be something to think about.
I agree. I think it does put the onus on the public, and I think this is an issue that kind of crops up time and time again with social issues, in that in a lot of ways the government, councils, organisations are relying on the public to kind of uphold services and things that really shouldn't be our responsibility, wonderful as it is that, you know, people have the capacity to be really generous, you know, even more so, I think, in times of crisis. So, you know, even though it's wonderful, I do agree that this is a great step forward, and I think hopefully it will demonstrate that this issue is something that the council have at the forefront of their priorities, and hopefully public reaction to it, if it's positive, will spur them on to, you know, kind of push forward more initiatives. But yeah, I do agree that as well as making charity more accessible, we also just need to be kind of improving life and support for the homeless population on the ground, so to speak.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, this scheme is based off of what a similar one that was in Leicester that started in 2019, which has seen success. They've added more spots, and I think it has encouraged Leicester Council. I believe they invested, what's the number? But they invested a significant significantly larger portion to sort of more actively tackling the problem itself through the council, as opposed to relying on the donations by the public. And I think I honestly think I don't see why Nottingham would be any different to Leicester. I feel like, you know, we're going to see probably. I hope we see that. Yeah, this will spur them on, and it will lead to a similar response as has been seen in Leicester.
Mm. I was actually going to ask if because I haven't heard of this kind of scheme before, if anyone knew if this had happened, if this been put in place somewhere else and how successful it's been, but clearly it has had success in Leicester, which is great to hear, and hopefully it's something that can be rolled out.
It's good to see after like so many years of we see anti-homeless architecture, things that are sort of designed to get the problem out of sight. It's good to see that places around the country are slowly trying to take more positive steps, and yeah, I definitely hope we'll see more of it.
Yeah, and I think the fact like mentioning about the fact that a lot of measures have been put in place to kind of ignore the issue and get rid of it, move it out of sight. I think it's really important the fact we're having these sorts of donation points where you visibly are going to be seeing that this is an issue, it's not something we can ignore, and it's raising awareness. I think that's another positive that's going to come from it, and will hopefully prove to the council that they need to do more. And like we were discussing earlier, and that whether that's putting policies in place, whether that's kind of providing more shelters or kind of options for support, hopefully we will see more positive things come from this.
I guess the one final question for you guys, having looked at the Leicester, the map of where the points are, they're mainly focused in the city centre, which obviously is where you get a lot of footfall. I want to ask you guys, obviously I imagine there'll be, most of the points will be in the city centre for the same reasons, but obviously Nottingham is a city that sprawls outwards. You know, it's got areas such as, you know, Beeston, Lenton, areas like that, which aren't, you know, directly in the city, but obviously, you know, contain a lot of people that are, that do go to the city. Would you guys be sort of open to the idea of perhaps a point in Beeston, a point elsewhere, to sort of encourage donations from people who perhaps, you know, so they can see it more regularly, so they perhaps have more of a think about it?
I think so.
Sorry.
Sorry, Kit. You go.
I was just going to say, put one on the university campus, I reckon. You know, not only is there loads of students here who may or may not be inclined to donate, but there's lots of staff that work here. There's lots of people that pass through regularly. I think absolutely put them in Beeston and Lenton as well. But I think the campuses are a big hub of people.
That's a really good point, actually, with the campus, because I think a lot of the time on a campus like University Park, you don't really see anyone homeless here. I'm not sure if you guys have. And you don't really think about the issue until you physically go off campus. And I think for a lot of first years, that only going off campus only really happened at night time. And I think it's important to kind of have a kind of focal point for people to learn about the issue, and to also kind of have it join in with all the other campaigns we have going on here. And I think particularly having one in Beeston and local towns, which are still quite big, is really important as well, because there are homeless people in Beeston. I've seen them. I'm from around Beeston, so that's why I know that I keep mentioning there more specifically. But I think it's important to branch out rather than just keep it in the city centre, where people a lot of the time are just trying to avoid the crowds and that sort of thing.
Do we have any?
Yeah, definitely. I think just anywhere where there's a lot of traffic, I think outside, you know, popular shopping areas, like maybe parks, places where, you know, it's easy to pass through without thinking about that kind of thing, it would just be a great place to start. And there are probably loads of places like that around Nottingham, so hopefully it will be expanded there at some point.
On campus
and online.
Online. This is
URN.
You can listen to The Pulse every weekday from 5 till 6 right here on URN.